This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
You got to accept your quirks. I know that sound like...
I love that. Like, I wasn't expecting you to say that, but I love that.
I wasn't expecting to say it either. But, like, that's the first thing that comes to mind. Like, and I don't know why I'm, like, finna get emotional, but, like, that's where your magic is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, accepting your quirks, like, for a second. Because I know I've been there where it's like, okay, I got to prioritize myself. I got this, that. And we live in, like, such a cancel culture and put yourself first and blah, blah, blah. And it's, like, true.
Yeah.
But I think... like I said, everything like starts from within. You can't, you know, pour if you're not settled within yourself. And
hey, Style Crew, we are back for another episode with a very excited guest, and I'm excited to have her here. We have Jerrica Henderson, the author of Fierce and Favored, A Guide to Embracing Your True Identity in Christ. And this episode is titled Fierce and Favored, and we're continuing our series on resolutions beyond the new year. And I'm excited for you to hear this topic and apply the principles and things that she has placed within her book. All right, so let me start by introducing our guest. Jerrica Yvonne Henderson is a multimedia guru and the creative force behind hashtag Fierce and Favored Enterprises. With a passion for blending technology and creativity, she has built a reputation for inspiring others through her work and her personal journey. Originally from Chicago, Jerrica has been shaping minds and guiding students for over 7 years as an educator. As an author of hashtag Fierce and Favored, she shares her empowering message with the world, helping individuals embrace their unique strengths. A true lover of faith and creativity, Jerrica's love for Jesus is central to her life. She expresses her faith boldly in both her work and her everyday life. When she's not teaching or creating, you can find her enjoying the magic of Disney, a consistent source of joy and inspiration for her. Above all, Jerrica loves the Lord with all her heart, and her faith is the foundation of everything she does. So, now, crew, let's welcome Jerrica in. Welcome to the podcast. I'm excited to talk about this topic, and what an accomplishment to have written your first book, because I'm sure this is the first of many. So I'm holding it up for the listeners to see. And of course, this will be linked in the episode bio for everyone to view. But I want to start out by asking you, so let's talk about your book, Fierce and Favored. Hashtag Fierce and Favorite, excuse me, A Guide to Embracing Your True Identity in Christ. So describe what motivated you to begin writing your book.
Of course. If I just may, I just want to say thank you so much for the opportunity to even be here.
It takes talented guests and their willingness to come on in order for us to have a show.
Yeah, for sure.
It's rare for me to do a solo episode. We need you all to share your talents.
Amen. But we love a good solo episode because you're that girl. But thank you so much for having me on Styling Conversations. I'm so honored. And I'm just so excited. So I just had to give my praises where praises is due real quick before we go into this. But what motivated hashtag Fierce and Favored was actually, I want to tell you back in like, in 2016, this has been a long journey. In like 2016, I was coming out of a breakup, and I kind of like, you know, we all go through a good one of them seasons with an exhale moment. Listen, okay? And you kind of like realize either A, how like you lost yourself, or like how many times you've allowed like disrespect, or how many times like, you know, you just kind of realized you didn't know who you were. You lacked self-esteem. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're really, like, kind of, like, forcing things and just trying to, like, keep up with the Joneses. And it's just kind of, like, a lot. And, like, I kind of hit that moment where it was just time. And the other party kind of like felt the same way. It was like mutual, that was like, yeah, no, it's about that time. But out of that, God gave me Fierce and Favored. And it was like really about stepping into this season of like recognizing who you are, understanding that you have integrity, you know what I'm saying? And a character of God that you have to mirror here on this earth. And just kind of like embracing, because I was very like shy. And a lot of times in my prior relationships before I was the age I was now, you know, it was just kind of like really easy for me to kind of like tend to them and like, you know, be who they wanted me to be and kind of like be a chameleon and form. And I'm a recovering people pleaser. So all of this stuff was happening. And so by the time Fierce and Favorite was birthed, it was actually originally just kind of like, a business idea, but I was like, oh, I'm gonna have all these encouraging shirts and merch and this and that, and there's gonna be a book and everything's gonna come from it. And so I kind of got to work on it back then. Didn't really, honestly, I want to tell you, I didn't even finish writing the book until like maybe like 2018 2019. It was a minute. I didn't even get started on the book even like back then, but I just knew that like I wanted to stop being this like, you know, like little shy girl in the background that's just doing what other people want her to do, and embracing like actually who I am and taking up that space. You know what I'm saying? Like, I deserve to take up space. You deserve to take up space. Like, there is something that each of us bring to this world, and it's okay to kind of like sit in that and walk in that and have people surrounding you that like see that and actually like pour into that, as opposed to just being like, oh yeah, she's a great girl, and then keep it pushing, you know? So that's kind of like what initially really motivated me into, it was kind of a healing process for me, you know what I'm saying, as well, just like really pouring into that and being like, all these things that's made me who I was, like the beginning of the book, I'm talking way back in grammar school, like, I don't know, fourth grade or something. And so like all those moments that started then actually molded me to who I am today. And that's something to be proud of, and that's something to embrace. And you don't gotta be ashamed about being a child of God and his princess. And you're gonna act accordingly, because period. So that was a long-winded, but yeah.
No, that's perfect. And I actually want to jump ahead because you touched on a few of the questions that I wanted to ask you. So, no, it's perfect. One of the themes throughout the book I noticed is that a lot of the titles are like titled self-esteem and
question.
Okay. So a lot of the chapters are titled like self-worth, self-esteem, lean back, and more. So you just touched on your breakup and how you recognized that it forced you to evaluate, like we all have had to do when a relationship ends, the areas where we compromised ourselves. So can you expand on that and tell us why you chose some of these titles? And in addition to that, this theme throughout your book.
Yeah, it starts with you. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Being hashtag fierce and favorite starts with you. So as you were saying, like a lot of my earlier chapters are like self-love, self-worth, self-esteem. Like once you get that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then you can start walking in your fierceness. You can start walking in the favor of God. Like, think it not strange or surprising that you come with all this favor. You come with all this pizzazz. Like, you were born, you know what I'm saying, for a purpose. And I think the sooner a person, men and women, like, the sooner a person can understand that and kind of look at within themselves and be like, okay, what does God say about me? Like, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm more precious than rubies and pearls. You know, I'm above and not beneath. When you start to think of yourself as God thinks of you, I think that's when it becomes a bit easier, but you have to start there. So you start with self first, right? You got to do that self work. And I'm still doing it, honestly. One of the things that I want people to really get, even like about my book, like there's some things and situations where it's like, that's where I was in that place. But now that I'm older, it's a constant, you know what I'm saying? It's a constant learning. It's a constant cycle. I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I don't put self first and I have to get back to that. But that's kind of like the inspiration of the chapters. All of them are start with hashtag because that's something that God gave me. I didn't even realize back then when he gave me the whole like hashtag, because social media, duh. And so now that we are where we are today, the hashtags were so nifty. I'm like, see, Lord, you knew. So just like making like those hashtagable moments, but also kind of like throughout the book having a theme of like doing the self-work to end up at not even the final product, but just like the fullness of embracing that fierceness, that it's okay for you to show the world, but also recognizing what comes with that is being favored. So you're essentially unstoppable.
Mm. Okay. I like it. I like it how you're talking heavy. So tell us, even the vision of the social media theme, like starting with even just the title, hashtag fierce and favor. So one of the things, you know, we discussed during our pre-recording call is obviously you are a social media guru. do you want to expand on that and just share with the listeners how big of a role this plays in your life and how this was so influential in even the book?
Yeah, no, for sure. God always gave it to me as hashtag fierce and favorite. It was always a hashtag. I never really understood. Like, I know it was just kind of like this business idea, and there's an umbrella, and hashtag fierce and favorite is the umbrella. And then I have all these things like the book, my multimedia company. And so I also, like, on the side have hashtag fierce and favorite enterprises, and we specialize graphic design, social media management, and video editing. And it was just so befitting that, like, as I'm pitching myself to people or as I have clients and stuff, like, there's a hashtag because, like, the focal point is really, A, I'm literally doing your social media, hashtag it, duh. Like, it's necessary for engagement and things, but also just kind of, like I said earlier, I just find it so beautiful how God was kind of like setting me up to like not only have hashtagable moments, but to also provide that for other people. Because what God gives us to do is not just for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Everything we do is ministry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just to be able to like give that to others. And I'm actually just now getting to a place where I'm actually trying to do that for myself. And that's hard. It's so easy to do for others and then kind of forget about yourself. But that's why you got to step into being fierce and favorite, you know?
So yeah. What does that look like for you, doing things for yourself? And do you feel like it's prioritizing yourself? Because there's someone, I ask you that because there's someone listening that is struggling with that. So I want to ask you, what does that look like for you?
Yeah. You got to accept your quirks. I know that sound like.
I love that. Like, I wasn't expecting you to say that, but I love that.
I wasn't expecting to say it either. But like, that's the first thing that comes to mind. Like, and I don't know why I'm like getting emotional, but like, that's where your magic is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like accepting your quirks, like for a second, because I know I've been there where it's like, okay, I got to prioritize myself. I got this, that, and we live in like such a cancel culture and put yourself first and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, true.
Yeah.
But I think, like I said, everything like starts from within. You can't, you know, pour if you're not settled within yourself. And so I think for me, it looks like embracing my quirks. I know I'm about to put on some Jonas Brothers and dance around the room. Mm-hmm. And like, that's going to get me through to my next moment. And so like starting with those little things that, you know, I remember a while back, my therapist, she was saying like, write, like have a list of like, kind of like go-to things to do when you're feeling like down or overwhelmed or anxious or whatever. It's just like a quick, like one, two things to do that would kind of like boost your, like, what is it? Cortisol or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, kind of boost.
Cortisol is the,
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
You don't want too much cortisol. Your endorphins.
Yes. Yeah, just really get that stuff, really get that stuff moving. And so whether it's like, if it's calling a friend real quick, that you're pouring back into yourself in that capacity. If it's putting on your favorite TV show, watching the episode real quick. If it's, you know, it, like I said, embracing your quirks. I am weird. Okay. I feel like I'm just now getting to a point where like, I'm starting to embrace being weird again and finding it like very hilarious, you know, like in the best way. So find those things about yourself that you're like, nobody does this like me. And I love it. And I'm going to partake in this action and let that fill my cup for that 5 minutes or that 10 minutes or that day, you know? I think that's a good way to pour.
I really like that. What helped you start to embrace your quirks?
You guys. My friends, like people that allow me to be unapologetically myself. I think that's why it's so important for your circle to be people that like, not necessarily like peers that look on to you to like see what you're doing or see how you're moving or like be judgmental or whatever, but having a good solid kind of like inner circle that will literally be like, okay, Jerrica, hilarious, but let you be, You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's really important. That really helps me to embrace who I am, that I can be weird. I can be goofy. I can make no sense whatsoever. I can be annoying. I be asking y'all questions. Do I look right here? What I smell like? Let me know. And y'all probably be like, girl, shut up. But y'all let me be, okay? Y'all let me be. And that's like so important to kind of have that freedom and yeah. that space to even like sit in that. That's very yeah. important. And I would say if you don't have that community, and I know it's going to sound so cliche, but like pray for that mm-hmm. community. You know what I'm saying? Or get online, find some people who like rubber duckies. Get you a community. You know what I'm saying? Like, search it up for yourself and get to where you need to be.
Well, I'm glad you went to the community aspect, because I agree with you. That's something that I speak about, the importance of relationships, just nurturing, attaining new relationships. That's one of the values that I possess. And so I think even in us forming our friendship, that was one of the commonalities that we have. But also yeah. to tie it back into the book, you have a chapter titled The Other Side. And in this chapter, you talk about how the readers at this point, you know, once they've gotten to this point in the book, they've been put through some exercises, they've done the work. And at this point, they should be feeling like they've gotten their groove back. Mm-hmm. And some of the things you discuss in this chapter specifically in relation to what you were just saying are about finding community, understanding favor, and celebrating yourself. And mm-hmm. you just talked a lot about celebrating yourself within embracing your quirks and embracing that you are the only person that does whatever it may be that specific way and just relishing in that. But to tie it back to what you said about how community is so important, why do you feel that finding that community is so important? And then what are some things that you did to build and nurture the community once you have it? Because that's not always easy, as making friends as adults is not easy. I've talked about that on previous episodes.
For sure. I think that like it's so... Girl, give me that question one more time. Because I had it. Yeah. I had it. And I lost it.
So what are some things that you, even if it was subconsciously, that you did to nurture, mm-hmm. To build up your community? And then once you found that community, what are some things that you do to nurture those relationships? Mm-hmm. Because I'm confident that there's someone listening that desires community but may not know where to start, because it's not always as easy building and maintaining friendships as an adult.
Right. The first thing that comes to mind, and I know we talked earlier about like everything starts with self. Mm-hmm. I think when it comes to finding community, it's all about becoming selfless. And that's something that I had to do. I had to realize if you want to be accepted into community, everything doesn't revolve around you. Mm-hmm. So although you're doing that self-work to begin with, once you do that, like the word even talks about, you know, being able to love others as you love yourself, and you can't love right. others unless you love yourself. So yes, that's valid, but also at some point you have to become selfless. You have yeah. to start caring about others in the way and in the capacity that you would want to care about yourself. Yeah. And I think that's what really kind of like helps me to really nurture my community. That is not always like about me, but you take a chance to pause and be like, okay, wait, how was your day? You know what I'm saying? Like, right. okay, wait, how was work today? Okay, wait, you want to go get coffee real quick? Like really finding ways to still connect. And I mean, I have friends that don't even live here, or like, I don't even talk to all the time or every day, but like those commonalities that always bring together, like can always bring us together. Like, you know, like with me and my friend Kayla, we don't talk every day, but when mm-hmm. it comes to Disney, oh, we got that life. And so just yeah. constantly finding that commonality between you and another person and then feed that, you know what I'm saying? Do those things. Like I said, like, even if it's you searching up on Instagram, hashtagging, you know, rubber duck communities, you know what I'm saying? Find the commonality and you build from that naturally, you know what I'm saying? And then you start to find other things, but it's so important to have that community because, like the Bible, I was just talking about this with my friend the other day, like the Bible talks about how one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. And so you want to be the word even talks about when two and three are gathered, I'm in the midst. So, you know, when you got community, you know, it talks about forsake not my assembly, you know, get you a good time home. Like, it's so important to have that because when you're down, somebody else can see you and bring you up. When you, like, you know, not, I don't know why this just popped in my head, but like something just went viral on TikTok the other day. And it was this girl who like just had a baby and she was going through some postpartum and her friends showed up and was like, listen, beep, beep, what's up? We breaking into this house. Like those people that can like see you. As you are where you are, even when you don't say anything. And I think that's why that's so important in that journey of being hashtag fierce and favored. You do this to me all the time, Jazz. I be sitting here like a little humble mouse. I will not tell nobody what I do. Next thing you know, she got this and her book on Amazon and tell them about. And it's like you need those people to remind you who you are. Because like once you've done the work, once you become fierce and favored, who gonna remind you? You know what I'm saying? Like, who's gonna keep you in a space to where you like you're not walking you're not walking in your calling like you need to right now. What's up? Like, what we need to do? I'm finna help you push this. I'm finna pour into you. That's important. And then do the same for other people. You know what I'm saying? Receive it, but try your best to do the same for other people. But I really do genuinely believe that that starts with selflessness.
I like that you gave that answer because I wouldn't have even, it's very true and I agree with it. I just would not have even thought about that. But I do think it helped. And the reason I say I wouldn't have thought about that, because imagine if you're someone that's trying to have community and you're essentially not in a selfish way, but you're centering yourself in it because you're like, I need community. I need friends. I need support. But by being those things, by being friendly, you have to find yourself friendly in order to have a friend. By being friendly, by being supportive, by being kind, by being warm and being welcoming, you will attract what it is. By being loving, by being love, you will have love. So I agree with you wholeheartedly on that, in that in order to have those things and attract them, you have to be that first. So I'm glad that you said that, you pointed out it starts with self and it starts with being selfless. And in the process of being selfless, you'll get so much in return, because there have been seasons in all of my friendships, but, you know, and particularly ours, where I haven't had any overflow and I needed your support and all of you all to help me get through that season and vice versa. So the selflessness, it reverses itself. You never come up void with good people in your life that love you and want the best for you and want to see you be fierce and favored.
Yeah. Like you said, you've done that for us. You know what I'm saying? So when it's your turn to be poured into, it's so easy just to like give that back to you. Cause it's like, dang, like just be doing this so naturally. Like we gotta get back. You know, you Joan. You know what I'm saying? We gotta get back to Joan, you know?
The listeners don't know this. So our girl, so it's four of us. And to protect their privacy, I'm not gonna say their names, but our group chat, Jerica titled it The Girlfriends. And so I'm the Joan because do you want to tell why I'm the Joan? And then I'll tell why you're the Lynn.
Okay. I love this. Jess is the Joan because Jess got, first of all, Jess is a boss. I can't say she a boss baddie. That's what she is. She's a boss baddie. Like, she knows her stuff. She knows her niche. She's like so good at like event planning. For y'all who don't know, like, that girl can really get down on an event, on a party, on or whatever. And so like, she's like our little like business girl, stylish, will wear a business suit down, but also can switch it up and be super girly and flirty. And like, she's the glue. And we all know in girlfriends, Joan is just the glue. Joan, everybody always at Joan's house. Why are we always at Joan's house? We are literally always at Jess's house. So, because
the listeners, I love the cook.
Yeah, she be cooking. She be like, okay, girls, come on over. Like, she's the person that gets us all together in one place, on one mind, on one accord. And like, everybody got a relationship with Joan. You know what I'm saying? You know how all the girls, like, everybody friends with each other, but Joan, like, she's that, like, kind of, like, centerpiece to, like, everything. You know what I'm saying? But when it's time for her to, you know, be poured into, it might be a little hard for her to accept it, but then, you know, she receives that love. So that's why Joan is Joan. Jess is Joan.
Wow. I'm blushing. It's not just my blush. I receive it all. So Jerrica is Lynn because Lynn is multifaceted. She's mm-hmm. extremely talented. And Jerrica is very musically inclined. She can sing. Oh. She plays the guitar. Like, she doesn't just love music. She actually can play it. She has written songs for famous artists. I'm gonna tell it. She has written a whole book. She has a very much one of the things that I love about you is that you have this youthful, excited energy, and it ties into your faith because you have this childlike faith. Like, I'm very much an optimist, but there's also times where I'm very pragmatic. It's very much the Virgo inside of me. And so I'll say something like my faith stands strong, but there's moments where God is having to work on me on my hope. And so I'll make statements, not negative, but just more like responsible. Like, there was a season, the listeners don't know this. I thought I was in a career transition. I studied, got my life insurance license. So I was unemployed for a few months. And there were some things that my girlfriends were planning and saying, oh, it's a new tattoo. You and I were talking about this. And I was like, yeah, girl. I was like, I don't think it's the season. I don't know. You know, the funds ain't funding right now. And you were like, you don't know what God could do by December? And I was like, oh, okay. So that's just an example of me being pragmatic and you being like, not saying just be wild and blow all your money, but at the same time, you don't know how God can show up and how he can bless you and how you'll be provided for. So you just have that childlike faith. And then in addition to that, yeah, you just are very, like, I would say not, for lack of a better word.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Like a bohemian spirit, just like,
yeah,
go with the flow, really easy. I don't see you get too pressed about anything unless you have like a creative deadline that you're up against, but you're That's the only time, like, when I see you heads down focusing on, like, you like, I got this deadline. But other than that, you're just like you are now. This is really how she is, just like laughing and happy and like, let's go and let's live. And yeah, it's just, it's I love to see you in your elements doing that. So,
but this is why a community is so important, though, because you see things I don't see. I see things that you don't see. And, like, you know, I be in my head about stuff. But then when I hear this, I'm like, oh, that she right. Okay, let me just easy cover girl. And so this is what I'm talking about. The glue, you know, the person that always know what to say, always know how to, you know, be a helping hand to someone. And it's just so beautiful. Just like, just solid. Get you some solid friends, okay? I love this for us.
What's up, Style Crew? I am holding in my hand the 5-Minute Journal, which is an item from one of the newest sponsors of season 2 of Style and Conversation from a company called Intelligent Change. And if you haven't heard about them, you are going to be so excited once I tell you more. I first heard about them by attending an event here in Atlanta. I received the 5-Minute Journal in a swag bag. And let me just tell you, this aligns perfectly with this series that we're currently in, which is Resolutions for Your Life Beyond the Year. And the reason is that this 5-Minute Journal includes so many things to help keep you on track daily, weekly, monthly, and then beyond the year. For example, on one of the pages, they have an option to complete fitness and meals, your meal plans for the week. In addition to this, they also have something to help you be really intentional. So one of the questions is, my intention for the week is. And then it goes even further to say how I'll motivate myself, create any notes. And then they also have various wisdom quotes throughout the journal as well. One of them being, reading is to the mind what exercise is to the body, by Joseph Addison. So they also have a page where you can review your mood for the day, talk about what you're grateful for, all the things that you'll do for your well-being and health, and so on and so forth. And so, like I said, I really love this because it helps you to be a lot more intentional, which is something that we've spoken about on one of the episodes from this series. And this is just a great way to really implement and continue to execute on those changes that we all said that we plan to make at the beginning of the year, and a way to hold ourselves accountable as we continue to move through 2025 and beyond. So, as a listener of Style and Conversation, I have a special code for 10% off for you, which is Styled by Jess. That code is STYLEDBYJESS. And to tell you a little bit more about Intelligent Change, they pride themselves on creating elevated, thoughtfully designed products to help you realize your potential and live a happier, more fulfilling life. In addition to this, they have journals, they have digital downloads, they have mindful affirmation cards, games, and then they also have games for kids. And so this code can be applied for each of those products. Again, that code is STYLEDBYJESS. So I want to encourage you all to check out Intelligent Change and look into this 5-Minute Journal as a way to get started, and all of their other wonderful products. All right, let's jump back into this episode. And I just want to encourage someone, because I do know that there's someone listening that is craving friendships, and I want to encourage you that it's possible. I've talked about this on previous podcasts, but to touch on what Jerrica said, you can find community in unique ways. If you're someone who loves puzzles, if you love knitting, like, lean into that and embrace that. And I promise you, there is a community for you. When I was in New Orleans, I had no family, no friends. Well, the one girlfriend I had, she was only there for a little while and she moved to pursue her residency. And because she just was brilliant and a doctor. And I had to start from scratch again, meeting new girlfriends. And one of the things I did was I'm big on civic engagement. So I joined a young professionals organization. I met a lot of girlfriends that way. And I've heard some things about a particular app that aren't so great right now. So I don't want to say the name, but there are apps. This was not like a dating app. It was specifically for building community. I met girlfriends that way. And I'm sure where there's one, there's another app. So doing that, different Facebook groups. Once I moved here, joining our church. So there's lots of ways to book clubs. If you're someone who loves to read, even if you're not an avid reader, that's another way to make girlfriends. Supper clubs. I've seen a lot of local chefs doing those. Mm-hmm. That's another way to make girlfriends. So I'm just throwing those things out. Okay, back to the conversation.
Really, really swiftly though, Jess. Mm-hmm. The thing about everything that you're saying though, I think the key is to not be fearful to go out and do those things.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that too.
You do a very good job of like, you always somewhere. I'm like, oh, I'm going to this dinner party or, oh, my friend invited me here. I'm like, how she don't be scared to be just in front of all them strangers all the time?
I've gone to concerts by myself. I saw Sheila E. by myself. I went to see Mariah Carey and Lionel Richie by myself. Because again, this was when I was in New Orleans and I didn't have community. And that's one thing I think I inherited from my mom. Like, she has solid community. But there are times where, like, she wants to go and see a particular movie. My mom is very big into, like, the Oscar-worthy and independent films. She loves those. And so, just like brilliant. Like, she'll go see those. And that's not really something that my aunts are into or a lot of her girlfriends that would be into it. They don't live in the city that I'm from. So she'll just go and do it. And she'll go on her walks and she goes and volunteers. So I think I inherited that. But the choice for me now is I have one life to live. And I don't necessarily want to wait for anyone else to live that life. Now, granted, I love having the company of people that I love, but you all may not always be available or y'all may not be interested in going to the ballet. Like, and that's okay. Like, I'm still going to go. So just go. I just want to encourage people to do that. And I think the courage to do that ties into being fierce and favored because you're putting yourself first, which is something that you talked about early in the episode, and you're pursuing things that make you happy and pursuing your quirks. Like, what if you are someone who loves knitting? No, girl, go knit. Go knit, go do your thing. If you're someone that enjoys hiking, reading true crime novels, like whatever your thing is, embrace it and go live it out.
Yeah. And that, going back to another thing I say in the other side, like number one, it's like after reading this book, you should, number one is like walk in it. You know what I'm saying? Like whatever that thing is, like whatever you've discovered about yourself on this journey, however you've realized like, oh, I'm not crazy. You know, I'm supposed to be set apart. I'm supposed to be different from everybody else. And, you know, it makes things unfair in the world we live in that, you know, we got to hold ourselves to a higher standard. However, like, it's supposed to be that way. Like, we are literally heirs to a throne. Like, when you think about that, do you think princes and princesses and kings and queens just be walking around any old kind of way, doing any old kind of thing? Like, I feel like in certain places, like, you know, mugs' feet couldn't even touch the ground in certain places. And so I think when you, like, start to operate as, like, a king's kid, so to speak, it becomes easier to, like, fully, like, embrace that and, like, begin to walk in those things that you've done the self-work about yourself to do. Mm-hmm. And then operate it and be fierce in it. Don't be shy. He ain't give us a spirit of fear, you know. He ain't told us to be like shy and timid. He was like, no, like, be bold and courageous. Go out there, do that thing. And then know that when you embody that, favor comes with that. One, because you're being obedient and you're doing whatever purpose God has given you, you walking that out. And that automatically comes with, like, favor. You know what I'm saying? Like, God provides provision for all the things and all the ideas and things like that that he places into your heart. And so the favor comes automatically. Just by being a child of God alone, you just automatically favored. So, like, you can just walk different. You know what I'm saying? You just be like, don't worry about that. My father owned that. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and sometimes that part. It's hard to remember that. But, like, when you think about it, actually, sorry, girl, my mind. But it's so funny because, like, sometimes when I'm complaining to Dwayne, he'll be like, do you know who your father is? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because your father own all of this. Like, we ain't worried about no money. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's just when you really sit in that and recognize, like, what favor is, and then I feel like it goes hand in hand. It's like interchangeable. Like, when you begin to walk fiercely, favor comes. And when you believe to receive the thought process that, like, because of who my father is, I'm automatically favored. I have access to things that other people don't have access to. That makes you, you know, walk a little different. You bop a little different. And then that's where the fierceness comes in at. So it's definitely, like, interchangeable in that aspect.
Well, you talk about that in the book. One of the subjects is favor ain't fair. And I was actually going to ask you about that. So I'm glad you touched on that.
Yeah.
I'm really glad you touched on that and broke it down for us.
Favor ain't fair. Listen, look, because I said hashtag wear your coat of many colors. If y'all know, you know how Joseph in the Bible, story of Joseph and his, like, brothers and stuff was jealous because his daddy made him a coat of many colors and he was rocking that thing, and then they, like, threw him in the pit and it was a whole thing. But see what the enemy meant for evil, God meant for good. And so it's like, don't be afraid, like, to wear your coat of many colors. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where that favor comes from. You was literally given this, like, you was given this podcast, you know what I'm saying? And you show up. You're consistent. I'd be so proud. I'd be like, dang, like, my friends would be just be pushing out episodes. And we on season 2. Like, that's just kind of, like, crazy. And so you put on your coat of many colors. And it's like, yeah, it's like other people around that may have a brown coat or a blue coat or a green coat. But, like, you got a coat of many colors. You know what I'm saying? It just moved different. And I have not, like, heard of an episode yet, even, like, at church, like, after, like, something dropped and somebody like, girl, that really helped me, I listened to that. And it's just so nice to, like, be able to see you know what I'm saying, even, like, walk out being fierce and favored, because it happens to you naturally. I don't know if you had to do the work like I did, but it seems girl, so
no, we all have to do the work, trust me. Every day I'm a work in progress. I'm having to surrender things. I'm having to surrender my lack of patience.
Yeah.
My temper. That's something that I've learned. That's something that I definitely need to. I've gotten better, but I need to continue to surrender that. I have to surrender a lot of things in order to have more of him, less than me. Because if it were just me. If it were up to me, I don't even think this would be here. So it wouldn't be here. Which leads me to grace. So I wanted to ask you, you describe your book as being for any woman needing to remind herself of God's grace. So I want to ask you, how would you describe God's grace and what it means to you?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. That's a good question, because I feel like it's easy to take that, like, surface level, because we, like, sometimes we just be thinking we know the meaning of words and then we don't actually know anything. Like, I gotta actually think about that. I think God's grace is, like, I think it goes along with his mercy. Like, a lot of times we hear, you know, God's grace and mercy brought me through and things like that.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping, and this
is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I think his grace is all about his character of being merciful to us. That, like, even when we don't always do things the right way, there's grace to pivot. You know what I'm saying? Even if I fall from that grace, there's still grace to pivot. And I think that when you embrace God's grace on your life, it gives you the opportunity to make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Because we're human. We're not perfect. We're going to make mistakes. But know that, like, I have grace not to take advantage of.
Right.
You know, but I have grace to, like, get back up again and try again intently. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think that when you embrace that, you give yourself the freedom to make those mistakes. You give yourself the freedom to fall. You give yourself the freedom to walk this thing out with your Father. Because you know that there's grace for it. And even, like, grace for yourself. Like, I know sometimes, like, we can be really hard on ourselves. We can be talking to ourselves in your kind of way. And God's like, why are you talking to my baby like that? What you doing? Like, fix it. You know what I mean? And so just even embracing the grace that, like, no, God loves me. You know what I'm saying? And
so much.
And it actually blows my mind how much he actually, like, shows up for us out of love. And it's like when you realize, like, that's grace. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I can't see it myself and I'm operating in the capacity of being fierce and favored by him, like, opportunity to be like, let me embrace God's grace in this moment and just, like, settle in him, rest in him, receive his love. You know, you see the characteristics of him, and that's okay. You know what I'm saying? That's okay. And I feel like in general, even as women, like as boss women, we don't give ourselves enough grace whatsoever to make mistakes, to rest. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, heavy on the rest.
Heavy on the rest, ma'am. Heavy on the rest.
And not feel guilty for resting. Yeah.
Not feel guilty for resting. Not feel guilty for even, like, not answering a phone call. Not feel guilty for, you know, canceling a trip. Canceling, you know, a little shindig. Not feel guilty for that. But just being like, if you want to sit with yourself today, sit with yourself. If you want to think about the longevity of your future, and let me save right here so I can do this over here, then do that. Like, there's grace for all of that. And I feel like we don't give ourselves enough of that. And I think we can learn a lot from Jesus and be like, dang, he gives grace for all of this. His grace is sufficient for me. So, like, I should extend that same grace to myself.
Yeah, 100%. So I wanted to ask you, because ultimately the root of all of this is your relationship with God. And so I know that you were raised up in it, but I'm a firm believer that choosing the relationship as an adult holds a different weight. So I want to ask you, how would you describe your relationship with God? And I know this, at least for me, it can change based on the season, but how would you describe it? And how have you nurtured that through life's unexpectancies and just different things?
Yeah. I think my relationship who he got is like it's so sovereign. He's so faithful. Mm-hmm. You know, even when I'm not. Mm-hmm. And I think honestly, that's also kind of like what fuels that relationship. Like you mm-hmm. said, like growing up in the church, you know what I'm saying? It's in you, you know, we've been trained up. So when we get old, we don't depart from it. And I was like literally telling God the other day how grateful I am for that. Because if it wasn't for that, like that foundation, I wouldn't be who I am today. But like I made that decision like to fully like step into that. Like I want to tell you like my like senior year of college. Mm-hmm. And really pressing into that is like, you know, just being reminded that he's been there all along, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And like it changes from season to season, but when you remember the constant in each of those seasons was God, it just hits different. Like he really mm-hmm. is a friend. And mm-hmm. I feel like I'm at that point in our relationship now is like where he really is a friend. Like I'm really diligently trying to go to him before mm-hmm. I go to other people, before I go to my mama, before I go to you, before I go to Dwayne, like before I go to like, you know, Kayla, like I'm really trying my best. It's hard because mm-hmm. sometimes you want that instant conversation, that instant back and forth, that instant gratification. But like, there's so many times in the word, it's like, girl, be still. Be still. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know, taking advantage of him being a friend. And I feel mm-hmm. like that's where I'm at. In this season of our relationship, a friend and a father, but mainly a friend, because you know you want to go talk to your friend about, you know, everything. You're like, let me tell you, you know what I'm saying? So like that's kind of where we are. The ways I nurture that is a serving. You know this, mm-hmm. like we serve like crazy at church, mm-hmm. y'all. We serve like crazy, but God gives the increase. Amen. Mm-hmm. Even when I know I'm not doing anything else, I know at the very least I'm serving, you know, mm-hmm. just by default, just because, you know, you sign up to serve.
Yeah.
So that's one way I pour into that relationship, but also just like worshiping, praise and worship. You know, listen, a good praise and worship song will get me through every time, okay? Mm-hmm. Just reflecting and spending that time in prayer and meditation with him. And it doesn't look perfect every day. You know what I'm saying? As much as I would want, like I said earlier, there's friends you don't talk to every day. Now you should be talking to the Lord every day, but sometimes you may miss a day. You know what I'm saying? And that's where that things come in and be like, oh my gosh, like he's not going to be like mad at me that I didn't talk to him yesterday. Let me talk to him today. So just finding ways to like embrace him, you know, mm-hmm. even if that's stepping outside for a second, you know?
Yeah. I love that. And I'm glad that you touched on serving as well, because I don't think that one can be an obvious way to nurture the relationship. I think it's easy for not just new believers, but anyone in who's walking their faith out to automatically think, okay, going to church and you know, worshiping on my own. Yes, those are things that for me, even myself, nurture the relationship, but there's other things that you can do to nurture that relationship with God by pouring back into the kingdom, whether it's tithing, start if mm-hmm. you're not able to tithe financially, tithing your time. And so I want to specifically say in that season, because I'm a big believer on tithing, but if in that season you aren't able to do what you were doing financially, sowing your time by serving. And that's an act of what we talked about earlier, being selfless. Because by doing that, you're going to get what you're getting tenfold, like more than you could even imagine.
Yeah, you're putting seeds in the ground for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah.
Like that's what serving is. One, just being about your father's business in general, you mm-hmm. know. do, like, you are sowing seed. The word talks about whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord, and your Father in heaven will reward you. I could be messing that whole scripture up. I don't know. But that's how it's paraphrased in my head. Yeah. But like, the beauty about that is, like, you don't have to do one thing. You don't have to just give financially. You don't have to, you know, just drive this person to church every Sunday. Like, there's, like, so many ways that God has graced us with opportunities to just give in some type of capacity, you know? Yep. And that's a blessing, because if you want to have a good day, my favorite thing about this world is when I'm at Starbucks and somebody pays for me, and then you be like, okay, I'm paying for the next person and the next person. Like, that kind of stuff. Like, if you want to receive a blessing, be a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that can look like anything. Even if you just smiled at somebody who was looking like they want to be here today, you know, just smile at them. You know, you did your part.
So you talk about, even in the title, a guide to embracing your true identity in Christ. So what does it mean to you to have an identity in Christ?
Yeah, you different. You built different. Mm-hmm. And something that I walked through in the book, especially early on, is like, mm-hmm. when I was younger, I embraced that a lot easier. Like, I talk about mm-hmm. how, like, you know, wanting a purity ring, like, at a very young age, I'm like going to get it and telling everybody at my class. And the boys were like, they're serious. And, mm-hmm. you know, things happen. You go through things, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, like, nobody's perfect. But mm-hmm. like, as a child, like, you brought up that child like faith, like, as a child, I think it's like so much easier to be like, oh, I don't care, I'm a child, mm-hmm. I do what I want. But as you get older and you go through life experiences, you kind of like lose that a bit, and so mm-hmm. you have to get back to what that identity is. Like, in college, I completely lost it. I think a lot of us, I'm sure 99.9% of viewers like went to college and did they big one, like, mm-hmm. it's
not the big one, but for real,
look, ma'am, we did our big ones, okay? We were just doing all kinds of stuff. And I think there's a way to do that, or at least what we were seeking or what we were trying to do, in a capacity that still honors God, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And sometimes you gotta go through stuff to be like, oh wait a minute, okay, now I see why, you know, I shouldn't have been partaking in this, that, and the third. Yeah. But, like, when you remember your identity, like, going back to starting with self, recognizing who you are in Christ, and because you're built different, you can't do everything everybody else doing. I don't know if your mama and daddy said this to you, but, you know, like, when you say you get, like, a bad grade on a test or whatever, and you'll be like, well, the whole class did bad. And then they'd be like, I ain't raising the whole class, I'm raising you. What they got to do with
that
you?
Part? Yeah.
And so it's kind of like that. Like, we really be like, but God, look what they out here doing. And he like, I ain't, you know, they ain't accepted me in their life. I'm worried about you. You done accepted me as your Lord and Savior. So is you going to let me be Savior? You know what I'm saying? Like, I done saved you. Is you going to let me do the Lord part? So I think finding that identity and finding the ways, the word talks about how while you were yet in the womb, the Lord knew you and he knitted you together in your mother's womb, which means all those things that are about you, all those colloquialisms, the things that interest you and all that, like, God had that in mind from the beginning. So when you, like, embrace that and you sit with that and you go to him on that and you like, God, show me me. Mm-hmm. And he starts to show you and like, hey, like, I put this here and I put you, you know, in this class because I know it was going to like evoke this thing out of you. And when you start to realize how detailed God has been in your life, mm-hmm. you start to kind of embrace like that identity in Christ, because our identity is not in ourselves. It's not ourselves. It's not our own might. It's not no man, no woman, no none of that. It's in Christ. So when you recognize how Christ sees you, like I was saying, like, very earlier on in the podcast, like, when you recognize how Christ sees you and the things he's placed inside of you, you can mm-hmm. embrace that. And I challenge anyone listening, like, go back to those moments where, like, you really was, like, young, wild, and free, or, like, there was a core memory somewhere in your mind and you like, huh, like I did do that. And huh, like I think that actually is, it is a lot more a part of me today than I even realized. Like I want to get back to that version, but as an adult, you know what I'm saying? Getting back to not being ashamed that, like, you know, I want to wait till marriage, or like I'm dating to marry, or like, like, you know, I don't want to, you know, get money the bad way and start selling this thing on the side. You know what I'm saying? Like just finding ways where it's like, you weren't ashamed to be who you were. Like, what was the last moment where you felt like you weren't ashamed to be who you were? Like your core, and then try to recreate those moments and take opportunities to be like, man, I remember when I was five, I did not care. I'm finna not care in this moment. I'm gonna be 5 year old Jerica in this moment and not care. And do what I have to do, you know?
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Because our inner child is definitely very much so in us. And we are still very much so dealing with like trauma and all that stuff. Like all of that plays a role. But I think when you find your identity in Christ, it's a lot easier to kind of like go back to those places, walk through those things, and get to where he needs you to be. Like become the person that like he's destined you to be all along.
Yeah. And being comfortable, I just want to add to that because it's what you said at the beginning, being comfortable being set apart by embracing everything about you that is unique, every gift within you that he's placed inside you that sets you apart, that that makes a difference.
You got to be comfortable with that. That's how you learn to love yourself. You know those things that you don't love about yourself? You got to learn to love them. Because if you got freckles, girl, you know how many people in the room got freckles? It's not that many people in the room with freckles. It's not that many people in the room with dimples. It's not that many people in the room with red hair. Like, you know, like those things that like really set you apart. And I feel like it's so easy for us. You know this, like as the, you know, fashionista that you are, you know, when you put it on, you look different in the room than everybody else. And it's like, it's easy to put it on and feel good about that. But what about like our character, like our identity, the unseen thing? Are we comfortable like being
putting it on and wearing it boldly?
And wearing it boldly. That's my drop. Like, are you comfortable with that? That you gotta, that's what being fierce and favorite all is all about. Wear it like a coat of many colors. Like
So on page 36, you say, don't be like me, trying to find your identity in everyone else but Christ. So before you became rooted in your identity in Christ, I wanted to ask you, what are some things that you try to seek identity in?
Negroes. Negroes. It's a thing. Okay, so when you don't know who you are in Christ, you seek outside validation, right? I think it can also matter like what your upbringing was, like if you felt seen, if you felt heard. Like I mentioned earlier, I'm a recovering people pleaser. Like I needed everybody to like me. So much so, and I, when I say this, whoever watching gonna know exactly what I'm talking about. But Like, so much so, I remember it was this one time in grammar school, I'll never forget. I actually talk about this, like, kind of just, like, often from time to time. I wanted to be liked so bad, but it was weird because I was a tattletale, too, but I wanted to be liked. But anyway, it was one time someone was mad at me. I couldn't stand nobody to be mad at me. I got to be liked at all times. What do you mean you don't like me? I don't understand. And this girl was mad at me. Girl, I paid her. I was paying her every day, okay? Paying her every day to like me until eventually, like, I just ran out of, like, snack money. And I was like, well, I want to get snack today, so I can't get her this money. But I was
losing snack money.
I was giving her money to like me. And I was like, well, if I give you this, would you like me? You know, and it's so sad when you think about it. Like, girl, how desperate was you? You know what I'm saying? Like, really kind of seeking that from an outside source and losing my own resources that was meant to nurture me, important to me, give me a hot dog and some chips at the end of the day and after school program. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was really, like, searching people. Like, that was my advice. And still to this day, sometimes, you know this, like, I be caring so much about what people think. And sometimes I make my identity also what I do. And I experience this a lot, like, in graphic design, like, when I'm designing things. Sometimes somebody may be like, I don't like that. And I take that as, oh, I'm a failure. Oh, my gosh, I'm not good enough. And it's like, no, that person just has a preference. Like, you're allowed to have your preferences. Yeah. I still, to this day, gotta get that through my thick skull. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not about, my identity is not what I can do. Like, in who I am as a person. Yeah. Like, am I exhibiting the fruits of the spirit? You know? Like, if I can get better at a fruit of a spirit a day, like, then I'm doing my job. Like, that's where that validation needs to pull from. That's you know, pulling from your identity in Christ, nurturing those things. But outside of that, girl, it was these men, it was people, and it was like what I do, like my gifts and talents, like finding my identity in those. And if it's not working out well, then I must not be, you know, that girl. And that's 110% not the case.
Yeah. So what helped you navigate through that and start to overcome that? Because this is not uncommon. I can relate to this for sure. Being, you know, having been a young woman that was dating. And so I know this is something that someone else has struggled with, maybe struggling with. So what helped you begin to overcome that?
Prayer and supplication. I want to say prayer and supplication, but also community. I want to, and I don't mean to get back to community, but allowing people that let you, I said it before, having people that lets you be who you are and embraces that. That is so important because it really gave me the freedom to kind of, like, get out of a mindset of me trying to be something, you know, that I'm, it really matters who you're around. Also, I feel like all that, like, high school, grammar school, elementary school, all that stuff is in the past. Like, you don't got to be the most popular person in the room anymore. You don't got to be this, you don't got to be that. I think that as an adult, the quicker you realize that, like, literally, like, you're not working. When you, Que sera, like, what will be, what will be. And I think when you kind of realize that, it just makes it easier to be like, dang, I really can't mess nothing up. You know what I'm saying? And that kind of frees you from that, like, external expectation and validation. That kind of, like, frees you from all of that. Like, just really recognizing that what will be, if it's meant to you, it's going to be for you. Carpe diem, seize the moment, live in the moment. Oh my gosh, that's another thing. Oh my gosh. I have, and I'm still working on this, you have to live in the present. Oh my gosh. Like, in the future, you're going to drive yourself crazy. And then everything you do in the present is going to be like for some type of like unrealistic expectation that you done placed in the future. That ain't even, it ain't even there yet. You know, calm down. Have a seat. It's okay. Like sit, being better at just being in the present, just being like literally just, you don't got to be doing something. You don't got to be impressing nobody. You don't got to be none of that. I remember like, I literally recently had somebody tell me like, Jerrica, like you don't have to be perfect. Just be who God is molding you to be. And when I tell you that freed me up, it freed me up so bad. I was like, dang, like, cause I really be trying to fix stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like just really, you really just be trying to do stuff, or you be trying to manipulate situations, make people view you a certain way and this and third. Like, no, just be who God is literally like molding you to be.
Yeah.
And that's going to be just fine with the people supposed to be in your life. That's going to be just fine.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
So one of the things that I really love about your book is that it's very interactive, and you have pages featuring biblical scriptures, affirmation, and just many quotes of wisdom. So how did you decide to include this information in your book?
Girl, yes. Like you said, I have, shameless plug, I have like Huddable, and they have little dotted lines. Cut them out. And it's just like a bunch of like inspirational quotes and scriptures that kind of like got me through when I was really working on this and still working on this. Like, like this, like, dear self, today you will shine. Love self. And just like, just reminding you ways to like talk to yourself and things like that. So it became really interactive. Actually, shameless plug, my, I guess you call her like book pusher. I mean, that's what I call it. But the lady who allowed me to really birth this thing into the world, finally, her name is actually Markeela Hinton. She's my home pastor back home in Chicago. She's his daughter, and she helps women. I mean, I'm shameless plugging. She helps women all over the world, like really like turn their passions and their stories into profitable items, such as, you know, books, you know, like people need your story. And so it was actually her idea, because she kind of thinks of it as a coffee book too, like something that can like sit on a table and like be pretty and decorative, but like also like can be interactive. So it was actually her idea to have, because fun fact, I originally had all these quotes in as a chapter, and it was just like one through whatever, and it was just like, read this. No, this is my first quote, second quote, third quote. And it was just like, just a, like reading like a bunch of quotes. And she was like, listen, we can expand your book in size, number one. And number two, worth having by like, you know, we live in an age where it's like, we're vision board girlies. Like, what can we go print out and cut out and put on the fridge or on the wall or on my vision board for inspiration? So the thought process is that that's already like done for you. You can literally cut out, get what you need and put it on your fridge for the day. You know what I'm saying? And like, you can like cut it out, put it on your vision board, cut it out, leave it on somebody's desk at work. You know what I'm saying? As a little like inspiration. And so I definitely wanted it. When she gave me the idea, I was like, oh my gosh, that would be so perfect, because I'd be like wanting to put inspirational stuff all the time. You can cut it out, frame it if you want to, just whatever ministers to you, because the thought process is to always have these things in front of you. You know what I'm saying? To remember. So when I go get my eggs out the fridge, I see, oh, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You know what I'm saying? Like just finding ways to keep this work that you've done in front of you to remind yourself like, oh, okay, I've done the work to even believe this. I've done the work to believe that I am fierce and I am favored by God, and I can fully walk in that and accept, like you said, being different, being set apart. And that's a blessing. Like, it's a blessing. You like you. So that's that thought process. That's how that came about. And I think it's like the greatest idea ever, because it just makes it 10 times more fun to like you know, at your next vision board party, get your book and then go through and be like, oh, I want to remember this for the year. You know, like, look, and it's like not just like scriptures. There's like it's like actual like quotes. Like I have a quote from Dr. Seuss. Why fit in when you were born to stay out, or like stand out, or like she remembered who she was and that changed the game. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just stuff that you know, wallpapers. Okay. Wallpapers. There's two things I would have if we could have in our lives. Mm-hmm. I would like to have like a soundtrack just playing everywhere I go, depending on what's happening in the situation. Or like just constant wallpapers, just like a billboard of like wallpapers that like my mood for the day, like, or like what I need.
Motivational wallpapers. I love that.
Motivational wallpapers. Yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah. Get yours.
So
I will say though.
Yes. Go pick up.
I will say, also shameless plug. Someone recently asked me if I had the book available on ebook, and I do not. And I was like, wow, like, how can it remain interactive with the cuttable pages in the back if it's an ebook? And then I was like, oh my gosh, like, we can turn them into like phone wallpapers and iPad wallpapers.
You need to do that.
I need to do that. So that's the plan. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to figure it out.
You're going
to
do it.
Yeah.
You're going to do it. Yeah. If the vision was placed on your heart, it was placed there for a reason. You're going to do it.
Period. Mm. I mean, this is why we love her.
This is why we need you to put this on ebook.
Look. Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead and get it up.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So complete this sentence for me. After women read my book, I want them to feel.
I didn't think about this. I want them to feel free. Oh my gosh. Like, I'm telling y'all, all of this starts, we are so hard on ourselves. We are so in our heads. We care so much about what others think about us. We care so much about how we look on the outside looking in. We care so much. And we live in a society like, you go on a job interview, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You putting your best foot forward, you telling lies, talking about some, I can type 5,000 words a minute. No, you can't. No, you can't. Who typing 5,000 words in a minute? Like, let me know. And it's just like, we've literally been trained to appeal to the person in front of us, right? To appeal to them in front of us. Like, even and my background is in theater and television. And so it's like, I've been trained to put on this persona. And, you know, maybe that's why we're acting now, because the Lord is like, I need you to get to wear your own persona first before you go playing these other things. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I want them to feel free. Like, the freedom to be who you are. Unapologetically. That's where the fierceness comes in. You that girl, unapologetically, not being afraid to, you know, if everybody, you know, and their mama, you know, somewhere, you know, doing everything and their mama and what they doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, if everybody's like, you know, taking back 500 shots and you know your limit, you know what I'm saying? Like, just being okay with like whatever your own conviction is. Yeah. If that's what you're gonna choose to like live off of, don't be afraid of it. You know what I'm saying? Don't be ashamed of it. And I think that's ultimately also like what this book is about. If like something has been laid on your heart to do, and convictions change with seasons, you know what I'm saying? You might can, and that's something I did want to actually touch on. Like, I don't know if I'm getting in trouble. I hope I don't get in trouble for this. I don't know. Everybody's conditions are different. But, like, you might be in a season now, like, maybe you couldn't drink before, you know. But now, like, it's like, okay, I can handle me a mojito at Taco Tuesday and be fine. You know what I'm saying? It's not something that's taking you out of your character in Christ. But, like, to each its own. Like, what keeps you sober-minded? And that's different from everybody. Everybody may not be able to watch Beauty in the Black, you know? And people may choose not to watch it. And some people, that might not be their conviction. It might not bother their bother them, you know? Some yeah. people can listen to certain music and they don't, you know, they just sing it and move on about their day. Other people, maybe they thinking about doing what the music telling them to do. You know what I'm yeah. saying? So, like, I think ultimately whatever God places on your heart, because that's where our convictions come from. They come from the Holy Spirit. Whatever mm-hmm. that is, not being afraid to sit in that and to walk that out, even if the people around you are not doing that. And I think that's what being fierce and favored is all about. Because, like I said, there's favor that comes from, like, walking out, like, what God has called you to walk out and doing yeah. what God has called you to do. And there's, even in the moment, if it doesn't feel like there's blessing or reward in that, you can rest assured biblically that mm-hmm. the promise is like yes and amen. Like the promise is like, you know, what you were doing in private, I will reward you publicly. And so mm-hmm. I think that just giving people the opportunity to walk in the freedom of being different, of being set apart, of being part of a royal priesthood, and like really letting that free you. Like, it's so important to live this life out as yourself. You don't mm-hmm. want to live your life and get to heaven and he'd be like, I don't know who that was. Was that you? Because that you ain't did nothing I called you to do, told you to do, none of that, because you was too afraid. You know what I'm saying? You yeah. was too busy people pleasing. You was too busy molding yourself to who society wanted you to be. You was too busy molding yourself to who that Negro wanted you to be. Like, you was too busy being everybody but Jerica, being everybody but Jess. Like, it's just, I hope people walk away with the freedom to be fierce. Favorite. Like, be that unapologetically. Like, don't apologize for it. Yeah.
I think that's the perfect way to close it out.
Yes.
So I always close out by asking my guests one style-related question. And so what is your favorite piece in your closet that makes you feel fierce and shows off your favor, honey?
Listen, okay, so I don't know. See, going back to these convictions, some people may can't wear what other people wear. I got this, I just got this black skirt, y'all. Let me show you. I've overworn it at this point, okay? And it do show a little leg. I actually got it when I was originally to go see Mary J. Blige. You know, I had to show up for Auntie Mary. And so it's this black skirt. It's a denim black skirt, and it has a slit that goes up, not too high, but high enough. I will pause. Let me pause for context. I will pause. Excuse my background, but I know it's just.
I love that outfit on you. Yes.
Denim black skirt. This will show a little less leg and look a little better. But I feel like the saints finna be like, girl, put some clothes on. You don't need your slit to be that high. But it makes me feel fierce. It makes me feel favored. I think a beautiful thing too when it comes to being fierce and favored, outside of just what you put on, like, how are you carrying yourself? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you still carrying yourself in a manner that's like ladylike and like, you know, show you ain't down for any old kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? But this skirt just gives me so much confidence in an area where I'm usually like self-conscious, you know. If you got big thighs, my big thigh girlies know y'all be a little scared to wear shorts in the summertime. Listen, but the way this skirt is set up, it just makes me kind of like embrace the very thing that, you know, I'd be scared to walk out the house, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I could be a little bit more confident. I feel fierce. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I guess the favorite part of that fit is just the Lord made me to look good in it. But
because you look beautiful in that outfit, I will say. When I saw it, I said, oh, friend.
Thank you. I was outside. The best way. in the best way.
Yes,
and
then you were enjoying life.
We was, and that's mm-hmm. what God, you know, Jesus came so we can have life more abundantly. And I believe mm-hmm. that means like all aspects. And that's what you get when you step into being fierce and favorite, like being able to like go out, put on your best fit, and like listen.
Do your big one.
Do your big one. Period.
Mm.
So yes.
Well, I just want to thank you so much for, like I said on our prayer before, being obedient.
Yeah.
To the vision and completing this book and sharing it with the world. I want to encourage all the listeners to purchase hashtag Fierce and Favored. It will be linked in the episode bio. Definitely, this is an amazing read. And I just want to thank you for coming on the podcast and sharing your talents with us. I want to ask you, is there anything that you want to share with the listeners? Any upcoming projects? Tell us where we can find you.
Yes. You can find me on social media, all of my social media, except for TikTok. TikTok is my full name, Jerky Von mm-hmm. Henderson. Mm-hmm. But everything else is I Fly in July, because my birthday is in July. So, you know, that's mm-hmm. peak season for me. Mm-hmm. So I Fly in July. Mm-hmm. You can follow my business page, which we're going to mm-hmm. start being more active on. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's Fierce and Favored _ Enterprises. Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe that's it. And to get my book, you can go on Amazon, type in hashtag Fierce and Favored, all one word. Mm-hmm. Amazon will try to separate it for you because, you know, they think they're smarter than us. But no, it's all one word. Hashtag mm-hmm. Fierce and Favored by Jerica Yvonne Henderson. If you just type in my name, it might pop up a lot easier. Jerica Yvonne Henderson, and it'll pop up. On Amazon, definitely go get it. I released it mm-hmm. literally like on my birthday of last year, which is July 6th. So I'm honored. I'm so glad that, you know, Jess allowed me to be on her podcast. This is the first time I've actually like kind of promoted the book. So I'm super excited about that. Mm-hmm. Oh, also shameless plug. If you yourself are an upcoming, you know, author and you need, you know, a book cover or anything, you know, hashtag Fierce and Favorite Enterprises, you know, mm-hmm. is the place to come to for, you know, your book cover designs. I designed my own cover myself. So any of your like social media, graphic design, video editing needs, definitely hit your girl up. The easiest way to get in touch with me though is like my Instagram, which is I Fly in July. So yeah, that's just be on the lookout for more. I don't know, I hope more stuff is coming down. I got some stuff in the pipeline, so we'll see.
Well, ma'am, we thank you so much, Style Crew. This has been another episode. Check Jerica out. Everything will be linked in the episode bio. And with that, we are out until another episode next Thursday, Style Crew.
Bye.
Hey, Style Crew. Make sure you're keeping up with our podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, as well as the Podcast Index. And if you'd like to view the podcast visually, check out my YouTube channel, Styled by Jessica Lauren.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com.
That's therealreal.com.